Hopefully it works. You know, we'll see about that on Sunday. But no offense is tough because it puts your defense in a bind, mentally and physically. You have to kind of battle through that.
But you've done that this year because of other situations where you haven't had a blow and you haven't been able to rotate much. So does that help you going in on if I do get stuck in there?
Right. And that's just a competitive nature in me. I mean, I can be dog tired, but if we need to stop, I'm gonna try to give my best to make sure we get there.
How about stopping the run with these guys? With Michael Turner, he's a tough guy to bring down, but you got to clog him. Is he a cutback guy?
To be honest with you, I mean, you don't rush for 1,500 yards plus if you're not a cutback guy in this NFL league, you know? So he's a great guy. I mean, he's just tough. Like I was telling another guy, we can't have him get in our secondary, I mean, because he'll kill us. But with that kind of strength and that kind of awareness of foot quickness, I mean, we have to kind of keep him bottled up.
Very good. Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it.
BJ, talk about this, but you know, when Collins out there, especially when Howard Green gets in base with you and Ryan, I mean, over 1,000 pounds, is knowing you can bring that much weight to bear, I guess, is that good for a conference? You're the biggest in the league.
You know what? I mean, probably from a linebacker standpoint, they're probably loving it. You know, us up front, we didn't worry about that too much. I mean, because ultimately, if you're not using your size to your advantage, I mean, what good is having size, you know? So we try to play with good technique and play with good pad level because in this league, I don't care how much you work, you tend to stand up, you'll get moved. So we try to concentrate on technique things and just using our hands and having good explosion.
What would you say defensive unit count? I would assume it's pretty high.
Right. I've only been here 2 years, but it's probably the highest it's been since I've been here. You know, just like it's an unspoken language. You know, we hit the field, practice. We all know what time it is. Hit the game, you just look in each other's eyes, and you know we're ready to go.
7-3 versus 8-2. Is that pretty cool?
It is. It is, especially this time of year, you know. I mean, we tend to play a lot of games. I mean, teams are going in either direction, especially the second half of the season. So to play a quality opponent like this in their stadium, it's going to kind of give us, hopefully, just a little taste of what the playoff is.